Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Breaking news!
What is the news there?
We have a guest today, and he goes by many names. Mm. First, Baby Wasabi.
Yep.
A.K.A. Pogi. A.K.A.
Andrew!
Andrew! Thanks for having me back,
welcome
guys.
Back. This is, what, your fourth
Third
one?
Fourth time?
It might be fourth. Yeah. Welcome back. Why'd you decide to spend one of your final spring breaks, college spring breaks, by coming to California to hang out with us?
Because it's always sunny.
Is it not sunny in North Carolina?
It's not sunny over there.
So it's snowy?
Yeah. I felt the sun when I got out the airplane. Life-changing.
Yeah? Is it still blizzardy? I heard it was a big blizzard up in the north.
It's like 12 inches of snow.
Oh, my
what?
Gosh.
In North Carolina?
Parts of it.
Wow, that's like 11 inches more than me, bro.
Yup. I concur.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man.
Dang.
Anyways, what's new, man? What's, let's see.
I live alone now.
You live alone?
I live alone.
Oh, yeah.
Is it spooky? Baby.
I had a baby. That's correct. Oh, you just saw her.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Who does she look like, me or my wifey?
I'm going to answer,
too. It's
50-50.
I've never seen a 50-50 baby, but that's a 50-50 baby.
Wow. It's usually like the dad.
Yeah.
Or like...
I look like my dad. And then you look like mom.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I don't know. I never thought about it. Every time I post a picture with my parents and me, they always say, oh my gosh, I've never seen an actual 50-50 person.
Oh, see you?
Yeah, I'll show you the picture. But to answer your question with the baby and you, I would say, okay, let's break it down.
Yeah. Oh, break it down.
Yep. I think head size is you.
Oh, yeah, for
head
sure.
Shape is her.
Oh, yeah.
And then skin tone, you.
Me.
And then I think eyes are her.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And that's all. She hasn't really grown into the rest of it yet.
But oh, yeah.
So far. So how many was that? So that's eyes and heads, and then you're, so it's 50-50. Dang it. I thought it was 50-50. Yeah,
dude.
I think so.
It's kind of cool.
Do you consider her
my daughter? Yeah.
No, I mean, do you consider her a roommate?
Her as a roommate?
Yeah.
She's the landlord.
Oh.
Bro, she dictates our schedule in our lives now. So It's like we can't leave the house until she's all napped and fed or
is
whatever.
Is it true what they say about how you have to wake up every 3 hours?
In the beginning.
How long did that last?
Probably the first 2 months.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Just because, like, you know, in the beginning, you have to make sure she hits her birth weight back. So in order to do that, you have to feed her every 2-3 hours.
Oh, my gosh. So you're waking her up to do that?
Yeah. Not right now.
No, but they did. He did have to wake her up.
He did. Just because it's mandatory. You get used to it, though.
Did you ever do the, like, you go in there to wake her up and you're like, and then wake her up? Because you knew she was going to cry or you're just tired?
Oh. Not like vocally, shit, man. Like, it's more like,
here we go.
I'm so tired. Here we go.
Yeah.
This won't last forever. Let me embrace this moment. Hey, It's time for school. Because, you know, you got to train them early. That's how I wake up nowadays. Hey, wake up. Time for school. She's like.
Oh, here's the picture where everybody said, whoa.
50-50?
Yeah.
Oh.
Whoa.
What do you think?
Yeah, for sure. 50-50, yeah?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Show cam.
We might have to just put it on. Because, can you see that? We'll put it on screen.
That's 50-50.
I'll send it to Leo.
Sure. Dang, dude.
Yeah, that's right. Because it's my dad's head. and then my mom's face, and then it's like I'm lighter than my mom, but I'm darker than my dad. It's crazy.
Whoa, that is 50-50.
Yeah, but where'd the eye gap come from?
The who?
My eye gap. It didn't come from nobody.
Your eye gap?
Dad. Yeah.
What?
Are my eyes farther apart than my parents?
No. No?
Kind of like you're similar to your dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
A little evolved form of my dad. Okay. Yeah, but it's true.
It is true.
Okay, so what are acceptable names? I want Andrew's five. I want five examples.
I got it.
For what?
Give me it.
What are acceptable names to call your baby? So, example. Seed.
Yep.
Roommate.
Okay.
Spawn.
Mm.
So, go.
I have to think of five?
Yeah. It's not as hard as you think. I just thought of three. It's so, in like 2
offspring?
Seconds.
Offspring?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, that's one. Okay.
That's a good one.
My little egg. Huh?
Oh, egg. Yeah,
egg.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
How egg. About warrior?
That, what?
My,
yeah, that's
my,
good.
Thank
that's
you.
A good one.
What? They can't fight? They're so defenseless.
In the womb.
Oh, they did.
They fought.
Oh.
They
fought bacteria.
An army.
Oh.
They fought an army of my, other sperms.
My battle royale Fortnite?
Mm? Okay. What? No, that
that's
was
good.
I guess so.
Yes.
I guess every I guess 2 hours. Yeah,
that, now just
need
one more.
Fortnite.
I guess so.
And last one, the love of my life.
Oh. Vibe on it.
Lamol. It's like this. Love
what
my
it?
Life. It's every time I see the LOML, it kind of looks like the hand shape.
I'm confused.
I am also.
Hey, man. If you know, you know. I know one of you guys listening does not see this.
Bro, I'm always tired, man. Don't ask me questions.
Has it gotten better?
Huh?
It's gotten better
it's
now?
It's gotten better, which is great.
But not optimal.
Still not optimal.
That's when
but
she can sleep through the night is when you guys will be good, probably.
Yeah, if she can sleep like from boom to boom, and then we're boom, then we're kadoom.
I bet it's like a good reset because before, pre-baby, it was like 8 hours. You're like, oh, if I don't have 8 hours, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
For most people.
Yeah.
And then you have a baby and you sleep like 3 hours at a time, 2 hours at a time.
Yeah.
And then when you get back to where you're able to sleep, even 6 hours feels like, oh.
Yeah, I think that's it right now. I mean, she sleeps 6 hours.
Yeah.
But it's broken sleeps, like 6, then 2, then 4.
Yeah.
But in the middle, you have to, like, wake up to feed. That usually lasts, like, 30 minutes.
Because
you still got to feed, change diaper, and then rock her to sleep.
Yeah.
That takes time. I mean, it's not as... Mm-mm. It sounds crazy now, but when you're in it, you're like, it's not as bad as you think.
Is this the most tired you've been in your whole life? Because you went to college, too.
So yeah, college.
You weren't tired there at all?
I mean, I was, but this is tiring.
Ah.
I heard people say when they have a baby, they're like, I didn't know what tired was.
Oh,
you
like
know?
I thought, whenever I thought I was tired, I was wrong.
Yeah. You get used to it, though. Like, I value sleep a lot. Mm-hmm. And once you get a baby, you just get, your body just, like, knows what to do. Like, hey. Like,
oh.
You just get, like, this surge of, like, happiness whenever you have to feed her.
Have you had a newfound respect for your parents now that you're newfound
because I've already had respect because even y'all's parents 4 kids holy shit
holy crap and like they didn't have the resources we have
yeah
they were like
oh, that's crazy
we were like when you were born it was I think it was 3 bedrooms which is good for an apartment and then there was 6 people in that house
6 people who's the other person
Mariah had a room and then you slept with mom and dad at first and then me and Aaron were in the same room.
Okay.
And then I think, I don't know, I can't remember what happened after that. But but we were all in a tiny apartment. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dang, I had a thought.
You had a thought.
What
and
is
then
it?
It flew away.
But
it away.
Yes, newfound respect for sure.
When do you think you're going to have a kid, Andrew?
32.
And when are you going to get married?
Okay.
30.
Have you thought about this?
Nope. Just now. Just made it right now.
So that's what I thought too.
And then what happened?
Didn't have. I'm 35.
That was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, I thought I was gonna be married.
Look,
by
everyone
30.
Has their own timeline, man.
Why rush it?
Yeah. I'm not rushing it. It's just what I thought when I was younger.
Yeah,
that's fine.
So
it's okay. We're Asian, so it's like we have time.
What's that?
Yeah,
mean?
Because like we age.
We
slower.
Look like we're babies.
Oh, we look yeah. So 28.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what's your fitness? You ever do your fitness age?
My like cardiovascular age?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't ran in months.
How do you do that? How do you find that out?
On Aura Ring.
Hey, you made a new vision board?
I've made
for
many.
For the year?
Yep.
You made many?
Yep.
Ever since that one time?
Yes.
What?
I made one for the year, the one for summer, the one for each quarter of the year.
Oh my gosh. Has anyone
semester?
Like come true? Like any of those?
I don't look at it until after.
Oh, yeah, wow.
And then usually it does come true somehow.
Yeah, same with me, bro.
One I time you sent me some kind of Japanese circle thing.
Ikigai.
That was cool.
Yeah, I forgot what it was, but at the time I was like, oh.
It's like, Andrew. I forgot what it was, Jim.
I don't know how to find it.
You have to like find balance to find it. Right?
Your purpose is
your purpose in life. Yes,
to find your purpose.
Yes, you have to like do the three circles, and then the where the three circles intersect is your purpose in life.
Yes, is what makes you money.
Uh huh.
What you're good at.
Yep.
And what you love to do.
And what makes you happy. Right.
Is that what it is?
If you can find that three intersection.
What is that for you? Being a father.
My boy, shoot, gang, low key.
Can't find it.
Yeah, oh, there's four.
Ah.
There's four circles.
Okay.
Love.
Love.
What you're good at.
What you're good at.
What the world needs.
What the world needs. But I don't care about the world, so that's next.
And what you can be paid for.
What Alex, the world what is it? Needs.
I didn't hear anything before Leo talking. I was looking for my cardiovascular age. I heard Ikigai, and that's all. Ikigai and then that.
It's four circles.
Okay.
And when you combine all the circles for your own life, you get your purpose in life.
Oh. What's your... Wait, say it again then.
What you love.
Yeah.
What can make you money.
What the world needs. And what's the last one?
What you can be paid for.
What?
What?
Oh. No, he did that. He did. He
what
said
you
that.
Love, what you're good at.
Good
what
at.
The world needs, what you can be paid for.
Oh, then I guess it's creating content.
Oh.
You make money, the world needs laughter.
True.
You love it, and whatever the other one was, fits too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah. You got it, bro.
Did you make your vision board, Alex? Because we did. Right?
No.
Did you? Was
yeah.
a baby in your vision board?
Oh, I had a crib. But that was like last year though. Subconsciously, yeah. You know, it's all about subconscious. If you see it all the time, you're like, oh, I did that already.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else?
What?
I had a... Never mind.
What is it?
I have to
remove my inner shirt without removing my outer shirt.
Huh? Okay.
Because it's hot.
Okay.
So I must remove my inner shirt
without removing my... Oh. I used to do that in school.
Andrew,
what?
Because it was hot, or because why?
I was too subconscious to.
Oh,
it's like a bra.
Yeah,
I know. Mm-hmm. You're a little kitty, okay. And that would be a really good one, lady boy.
Okay, well, Andrew.
Yeah.
So I asked Alex in the last podcast.
Okay. Okay.
I want you to do it since you guys are very
Thank
related.
You.
We're so related.
Yup.
Very related. I want to hear you and your, like, Filipino accent.
I can't do it.
I can't do it, bro. You got to.
Me and Aaron agreed that we can't do it well.
Just try it. Alex did it.
I did.
You know how long, how brave he had to be to
I don't
do
think
that?
He did do it, right?
I did it how I remember her talking.
Okay, imitate your mom cooking, pancit.
I think what would be easier for you
what?
Is if you just like mom trying to get your attention. She's like, "Oi, Andrew!"
But you have to make content though.
Alex, I mean, Aaron. Like, what did she say? What did she say?
I saw on your vision board.
What about the vision board?
I saw her, you speaking in a Filipino accent.
Could you do it? I'll just imitate you.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, my name is Andrew.
Hi.
Yeah, that's good. Go. Do again.
My name is Andrew.
My name is Andrew.
That's really good. That's good actual
that's the first
local.
Time I ever did that in my life.
That's
the
really
first
time I ever did that in my life. Local, right?
Wow.
That's
heart.
Good.
Okay.
Do it again.
Are you like, you feel the Philippines? You're like, yeah. Oh, I feel Filipino.
My name is Andrew. Okay, I'll do the next line. Today, we're going to cook pancit.
That was a good start. It's okay.
I've always had this deep guilt inside my body.
Why?
You didn't feel Filipino enough?
Being too white.
You're not white. You're just Americanized. If you lived in the Philippines, you would have a Filipino accent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I wish I could do accents like this.
This is that we're learning right now.
Today.
That's so good.
Today.
That sounds a little like Puss in Boots, though. Hey, today we are going to battle.
I'm Puss in Boots.
Today,
we're going to cook
pancit.
There you go.
Come on.
Today, we are going to cook a pancit.
I feel like we're going.
Is that good?
Off track. Yeah.
No, this is the good. Same track. This is the same railroad.
Here we go.
We're on the same train right now.
First. There you go. We're going to cook the noodles.
It's in the back of the throat, isn't it?
Like we're going to cook the noodles.
Ah.
It's a little like,
yeah.
We're going to get the noodles.
Today? I lost it. There it is.
Oh, wait, okay. Just gone. Say it and then repeat it. And then I'm going to try and then okay. Repeat what I sound like so I can see what I'm doing wrong.
Okay.
Oh,
that's confusing.
So, wait, I copy you. So,
and you then, copy me.
And then I go and then you copy me.
Okay. Let's just do a new. Give me
so
a situation.
So it's like one, two, three.
New situation.
Four. Yes.
Give me. We're going to go. We're going to get ready for school, okay?
Okay.
Come with me to... Now I'm talking like you! You accepted my speech of impediment.
I'm trying. I'm trying to figure this out.
Why do I have
to
do it twice?
Hi.
Should I just be you again?
Hi, my name is Andrew, and today we're getting ready for school.
Hi.
Mm-mm.
That's
no,
good.
That was it.
Really?
That's it. Yeah.
Huh. Today, hi, my name is Andrew, and today... We are getting ready for school.
That's good.
School.
That's
school.
close.
Okay.
Hello. Hello, my name is Andrew. Today we are getting ready for school.
Okay, you go. Let me see what that, so I can see.
Okay, you said.
What was that? What was that? See what why it sounds, I don't think I can hear myself.
I think you went like, hello? Do it again. Faster.
Hello? Today we are going. My name is Andrew, hello? And we are going to learn. We are going to go to school.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. Go.
Hello, my name is Andrew. And
that sounds Indian.
That's what you're doing.
What? Okay, say it to me. I'll copy what you're saying.
Okay.
Indian again?
Or? No.
I know Filipino. We're all doing Filipino.
Kuya.
Yeah.
How do you say Kuya?
Kuya.
Just like that.
Yeah, you know what? I've never felt confident in saying
what
is Tito and Tita.
Really?
Yeah, I've always felt like I'm like, is it supposed to be like I say like Tito, Tita, but is it supposed to be Tito or Tita? Like, is it supposed to be a
Tito.
Longer A?
No,
or
Tito.
Am I saying the second T too strongly? I feel Tito. Like I like don't... Filipinos like it like drops off.
I always like whitened it up on accident as a kid.
How do you say it?
Tito.
That's oh, fun. Yeah, that's what I'm scared I do
Tito.
Sound like, because that's embarrassing.
Hey, Tito.
What?
It's a Tito.
Yeah, Lolo.
Tito. Yo, Tito.
Yeah, but you see, it sounds like it
either.
Sounds like you're almost saying T-I-D-O.
Tito.
Today?
Yeah, it just sounds more relaxed when Filipinos say it, and I always worry that I'm not saying it relaxed
Yo,
enough.
Yo, what's up, Tito? I say it like that, Tito. Oh,
okay, that's good.
That's
yeah.
How I say it.
Yeah, yeah, Tito.
And I say Tito.
Tito.
Yo, Tito, Tita. If I'm in the Philippines, Tita. Yo, what's up, Tito?
Tito.
So when do you ever say titty?
What's up, titty, Tita? What's up, Tito, Tita? Okay, say it to me. You gotta say it to me. Whatever he said.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Give me a sentence. Any sentence.
To you?
Mm-hmm.
We're just gonna go in a circle, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll give it to
circle.
Andrew.
Okay.
And
okay.
You
okay.
And
okay.
We're
okay.
Filipino.
Okay.
It's a Tagalog
completely different
accent.
Topic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I am driving to Jollibee and ordering Chicken Joy.
I am driving to Jollibee and I am ordering Chicken Joy.
I am driving to Jollibee.
This is like accent, like telephone accent.
I know.
Yeah. And I'm getting chicken.
That's not...
Whoa.
He said, I am driving to Jollibee and I'm getting chicken.
Yeah. That sounds like a Filipino person doing an American accent at the end. That was good. Here.
Okay, cool.
Right,
cool, awesome. Why? What's this? Styling powder dust.
Yeah.
Or, oh, it's for my... It's for down here?
If you need it, I don't know.
What is this for?
It just... You ever use it?
It's the dry gel, right?
No, kind of.
It's
just
a brand new?
Let me do it if you're going to do it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Okay, so it'll just...
What are you saying? My hair is...
I got you.
No, it just makes it so cool. It makes
I'm
it fluffy.
I'm holding both of these.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. I blow dried my hair today, so it looks...
Watch out for the dogs.
I'm not going to get on the dogs. If I do, they're going to look great. Oh, it's a little windy in here. Okay.
A little windy.
Is this what you put in my hair the other day?
Yeah. Whoa. Sorry.
Oh,
you okay?
No.
It's okay. That's like a...
Okay, and now you just don't touch it yet, and then you go like this. You go...
Oh.
You want me to do it or you got it?
I could try.
Okay, go ahead.
My hair's... Are you sure? My hair's kind of long.
Oh my gosh. Your hair is
yeah,
long.
Yeah, just get it, like, massage it into the roots. Yeah. Okay, and now...
Let's see. What this is, like, it gets, like...
I don't know how to do it with long hair. I wonder if, like, I should put more.
That's probably not enough at all.
You think more?
It looks different.
Let me do a little more.
Wait, what's supposed to look like an N?
I forgot you're Filipino. It's like you got
Filipino.
Filipino. A little bit more. A little bit more.
I grew up in the Philippines.
Okay, Andrew, do a Chinese accent now.
No. What happened if you put it in your other hair?
What? Nothing, because your underwear is gonna just kind of push it back down.
Does it look different, guys? I don't even know.
I think so.
Not at all.
No, let's shake your head. Let's see.
Oh,
nothing.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's pretty good.
What this does is like now you can like if you put it all over here, it'll stay.
The hair?
It won't stay, but it'll like stay better than it would have. Yeah.
Oh.
So you can like mold it. So like, let me put on my hair. Let's see if there's a difference.
Is there a difference? It looks very good.
Wait, what's it supposed to do again?
I don't know. It makes it moldable.
Moldable.
Isn't it moldable right now already?
But it won't stay. It's kind of. I feel
is it
like it
off?
Animizes.
Yeah, you're not even putting it on. Yeah.
I feel like it's like animizes it.
Oh, that's a lot.
Is it too much?
There you go.
Okay. I feel like it animates it.
Yeah.
I just wish I had it when I was like in high school because it's kind of cool. And I'm like, well, oh, this is how those.
I think it works better for shorter hair.
Yeah, probably.
For sure. Yeah. It looks like. This. It's like when you're.
Whoa.
You know when you put gel, it's too kind of shiny.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the gel, you kind of like when it dries up.
Yeah.
It looks very cool.
See? Yeah, look at
very,
that.
Very
does
tall.
It look like fluffy, like volumey?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then like that, and then if I want to go like that, I can put it to the side, and it'll stay there.
Yeah. Wow.
See? Wow. I just wish I knew about it earlier.
Yeah, you know, time flows.
Time flies.
And time dies.
Time flows.
Time mm-hmm. flies. The reason why time flies, by the way, is because we...
I know the answer.
You do?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You can go first, though.
What are you going to say?
I want to hear both.
You finish my sentence. You want to take a spotlight? What?
Yeah. His thunder was made to be stolen.
Go ahead.
Well, it's too late.
No.
No, you got to say it.
The reason time feels... What is it?
Stealing my
spotlight.
Fast? Slow. Flies.
Fast.
Yeah, flies.
Fast
yeah, flies.
Is because...
Okay, I want to hear yours. Go ahead.
No. He already took the microphone.
No, okay, go ahead.
Alex, you say it. Alex.
Okay, all right. So the reason time flies...
You're saying Tagalog, though.
The reason time flies is because...
Hey, because sounds good.
That sounds good, right?
Just because.
Because.
Yeah.
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 I think it's because when... Because there's no side quests. If you have no side quests... Time doesn't fly. But if you have side quests, time flies.
Mm, wrong.
Wrong.
Oh, dang.
Wrong.
Right, I thought it was all
the reason time flies is because your brain processes moments, new moments as time. So when you have a bunch of new moments, that's a longer time in your head. But if you have the same moment over and over again every day, same routine,
uh-huh.
it feels shorter because it all combines together.
So if you do more stuff throughout the day... like side quests,
then time slows down.
Time slows down.
Yeah.
Oh, I said the other way. Okay.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
We saw the same reel.
Yeah.
What?
I gotta say,
is that what you're gonna say?
Yeah.
Oh no way.
I read it in an article.
Oh yeah,
that's
article.
Crazy.
You read?
I saw TikTok.
Oh, TikTok. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so
go.
I'm gonna ask a question.
Okay.
Don't answer it yet, and then we're gonna answer at the same time.
Okay.
This year, 2026, has gone by slow. Or gone by fast. You guys can participate as well. Okay, if you think it has gone... raise your hand when I say. If you think it has gone by fast, raise your hand. Oh, wow. You're the only one. 1 out of 5? And then everybody else said it went by slow?
Yeah, dude.
That's
yeah.
slow.
I say slow, dude.
The exact pace it should be.
What? Okay. Okay, time passed how time passes.
Yeah.
In your perception, it didn't go faster or slower?
Nope, it went
like
just the right speed.
Mine like, went...
Yeah, mine is slow.
Actually, February felt longer than January, and it's shorter days.
Then that's slow.
No, that's normal.
You know, because like usually around this time, everybody's like, oh my gosh, it's already March. You see all these people posting.
Yeah.
And I have not seen a lot of those posts.
Oh.
Because...
Wait.
I think it's just a lot going on, like politically
oh,
and just
yeah,
weather-wise
yeah.
and... Just
do you guys talk about that?
Happening.
No fires this year.
So it's
fires?
Like, it just feels like it's hard to
it's
believe that everything that's happened has only happened in 2 months.
Oh, yeah. It's been 2 full months.
Yeah.
I have a baby, so time is slow for me.
Yeah.
His new experiences, different experiences every week. So it's kind of.
Is it every week something new?
Yeah, dude.
Like, can you tell us one of them or something?
Last week she was...
She winked?
Screaming.
Screaming?
But a happy scream, like...
Oh! But not laughing yet.
Not yet.
And not ticklish
like
yet.
Excitement?
No, nope. Nope. Excitement is, you like...
From what?
Like,
from, know, like, noticing spaces. Life?
Yeah, looking alive and, like, her some her toy. She has a cool toy. She's like...
Yeah.
This week, cool. She's starting to, like, turn... So it's just
she's slowly, trying.
She's trying to roll over now this week.
Oh my goodness!
It's cool.
Oh, and then what about like a previous? Like, so what's a previous one? It doesn't have to be like recent.
Sticking out her tongue. Like,
when did that happen?
Like three weeks ago.
Like,
I have a tongue.
Whoa!
And then I think 2 weeks ago she started eating her hand.
Oh,
like, oh, I have a hand. It's cool.
He's like, it's cool. Is it when Andrew was little? Like anything in his hand, he tried to put in his mouth.
Oh,
when does that happen?
I remember that
now.
Oh, okay, now yeah. He used to you would freaking grab my hand and you would always want to just suck on my finger.
Yeah,
and then I would be like, oh, and then I would let you sometimes because I'm like, I if I wash my hand, I'm like, okay,
here you go.
Because I'm like, yeah, it's because I don't want to go get a pacifier and you won't let go. So I'm like, all right, here.
Yep. I remember as a kid, you used to put your finger in your butt and then put it in my nose.
Well, I was a kid too, okay?
It wasn't like I was an adult yet.
Smell this. I was like 13, and I was like,
"Why did you do that?"
I don't know. I guess
I didn't know it was real until like recently when I smelled my own finger, and I was like, "That's the same exact smell."
You didn't smell your own butthole until you were 23.
The smell's kind of what? No. That's one of those addicting smells, like the butthole smell. You ever do that? Like when you go, you go.
I never do that on purpose, but I do scratch near my butthole sometimes.
You don't wash your hands
you
after?
Smell it?
Yeah, and I smell it, yeah.
Yeah, that's a very, like, addictive weird smells. That, and, like, your, what's this part right here?
Gooch?
The skin part?
The skin, the
gooch?
Taint?
The
taint?
Yeah, the taint part's, like, when
is that
it's,
a bad
like,
word?
No, that's a part of your body.
I feel like that's been, like,
you, when
before,
you scratch,
though.
Like, right here, like, under your balls, and then you go like this, you get this, like, distinct, like,
never
musty
scratched
smell.
It. Never musty.
What? You don't play with your balls?
Not the taint.
But that's a good smell. Upper lip's a good smell, too. Like,
no.
I like smelling that. You ever do that?
So yeah. You know all the brothers, right?
What do you mean?
Of us.
Yeah.
Who do you think is the bushiest?
Bushiest.
Me and Aaron said the same thing.
Andrew.
Yeah.
I said that too.
There's nothing wrong
with it. I don't know
why it.
Everybody thinks that. It's just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it makes
course.
Sense. It makes
kinda
sense.
Like, I feel like you're the less, you're the least, well, you and then Aaron are pretty close, or at least like maintain.
Aaron's not maintained?
Well, they just don't cut their toenails. They cut their fingernails like less frequently than I do. And then do you do your eyebrows ever?
Don't do my app. They're
do
done right now.
Yeah, they are good, good. But do you pluck your own eyebrows or do you go
no.
get them threaded?
What's the difference if they're both getting maintained?
No, I mean, I pluck my eyebrows probably every other day.
Some guys
I
don't
like
even
check and I'm like, oh, there's an extra one or oh, there's a uni one.
Some guys don't get their eyebrows done ever in life.
Yeah. No, I didn't say you guys no. don't get it done.
You
I just
say
said
we don't get maintained.
Less. I said less than me.
Fight.
No, I'm most maintained. Nope. Aaron is most maintained. And Roy's the bushiest.
Me? I mean, I can show you. I'm just not.
I think we should explain to Andrew.
Yeah.
The differences of being mid 30s and early 20s.
Thank you for saying
so,
not mid 20s.
The difference, the first difference I could think of is, you think that this would happen when you're a lot older, but it's starting now.
Don't.
Little by little.
Don't say it.
Balding.
No, long balls. Close.
Long balls?
Yeah. Like your sack kind of extends.
Really? I haven't checked.
Well, I mean, they're not perky anymore, is what I'm saying. They used to be like never. Now it's kind of like, oh, one is longer than the other.
I mean, one's been longer than the other all my life.
No, yeah. And that's actually a like preservation thing. Like human, that's what. So
oh,
they don't
oh,
like
yeah.
smash into each
oh,
other.
Oh, smashing.
But there is definitely like. It's just danglier. It's not like a foot long. It's not on the ground, but it's like it used to be like this, and now it's like this.
You're telling me when I'm 80, it's gonna be like down here?
Yeah,
kind of like that.
Oh, you guys ever have like grandparents or uncles, and then your dad's like, oh man, they told me their balls like swelled up the size of a softball. You ever hear that about guys' balls swelling up the size of a softball?
No,
is it because they stretch first?
No,
long,
I don't know. It's like
what?
It could be like a cancer thing. It could be just an adult
oh my
thing.
Gosh.
It could be like something, but it's very common for older men like.
older for their balls to swell up to the size of a softball. I heard that multiple times. That exact like example, not like the size of an apple, the size of an orange. It's always the size of a
random
softball.
Thing.
Yeah.
So probably. What size are you guys right now? He's like, let me imagine holding the by one. I'm just saying one. Not circle me. Wise.
One.
No. You can, don't smell your finger, Roy.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Why are you smiling?
Oh no.
So I think mine. If I had to guess, this is the size of one of mine.
That's basically.
Is that accurate for you guys? What? What is that? It's like a plum size.
I don't know, man.
Like this.
One is like this.
Yeah.
Okay. My right one's this. My left one's like that.
It's like veggie tails.
I swear, bro.
It's like the little tomato.
Yeah, it's like this. The one right there.
Bro,
that's smegma, bro.
That's great. So is that, I wonder, because you know, eyeballs, like you see somebody and you think they have small eyes, but everybody's eyes are...
You know what? What? Sometimes you look at someone like, you got small eyes.
Not the eye shape, but it just looks like their eyes are, the actual eyeball is smaller.
Oh yeah, like Brock. Pokemon.
No, his is just slitted. I'm talking about like the eyeball behind the eyelid. No matter what the eyelid shape is, it's everybody's actually pretty. We're really close.
Do you have any other idea of what to tell him that he wouldn't expect at our age from his age?
Yeah.
So when you're 23, you didn't know this is what it was gonna be like when you're 30.
Oh, you're gonna 30s. Be a great dad, Andrew.
Thank you, Roy.
When that time comes, it just instinctual. Because your ancestors and the ancestors before them, they did it before. Then you can do it before. You as well.
You guys were great dads before you became dads.
Ah. So,
thank you.
You said that you would be, you think you'll have a kid by 32? That means you're less than a decade away from that. How you feel about that?
33?
Okay, you're a decade away from that.
All right.
How you feel about that?
Feel pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
30 is like, I don't know if you know about this, but for 20-year-olds, 30 is like...
Damn.
The death date. You gotta get all your dreams in order before 30.
Yeah, dude, because after that...
It's over, man.
Your life is done.
That's what it feels like in college.
Back in the Roman Empire ages, you dead when you're 30, bro.
Yeah, mostly.
Usually.
Mm-hmm.
They died.
But sad. But the thing you'll realize, the older you get, you're like, whoa, 25 is like, I'm almost to 30. And then you get to 25 and you still feel like a kid. You still look like a kid. People still tell you look like a kid. Then you're going to get to 28, and you're going to be like, 28? But you still feel like you're 25. And then you pretty much feel like you're 25 until you're like 31, and then you're like, oh, I'm 31 now. Like 30, you're like, oh, I still feel 25, I'm fine. And then you turn 31, and you're like, oh, I'm in my 30s now.
So it's
I'm
like
not
a fake
starting.
Out. 30's not the bad one. 31 is the bad
31
one.
31 is where you're like, oh, I'm really in it.
Are you gonna? You said you want to film TikTok. Are you going to do that trend? Like, what year are you born? 19. Dong.
Oh, we can do that one?
No, we don't have
I was
to.
Do
no,
I was, no. No, that was a good idea. I was going to do skits.
Oh, skits. Okay.
Skits.
Have you seen that one?
No.
What year were you born?
Follow us on TikTok.
No, I haven't.
And then it's like 19, and then it cuts, and then it goes to like a picture of you in like the old ages.
Oh, no.
Like Roman Empire or something. Or
no.
I like that one.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever it's a opposite trend where it's like asking it's like Andrew, like, well, you were 2000.
No.
Oh, anyways, we don't have to do it. Anyways, a sidetrack. I thought you were going to...
We're going to do that one. What is that?
I thought I ordered coffee, but it's a blueberry smoothie.
That's close. They're both liquid.
Right.
They both come with a cup with a
that
straw.
That is true. With a straw. Okay, so I have this thing. Where'd it go? I just had it. It's called Tails. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to ask you guys questions, and we're going to pass around and ask each other questions. Okay, goodness. You ready?
Should we all just take some cards and then...
Take some.
Oh.
I'll just take like this.
That's a lot of cards to take. Okay.
Well, yeah, a lot of questions.
I might not like some of them, and I want to
might be deep.
Them.
I got you.
All right.
Okay.
Ready, guys?
You start.
Fellas.
You're the guest. You could ask whatever.
You're reading that so fast.
I am.
That's a Generation Z, like, reading.
I just saw a post that said ADHD people are good at fighting.
Makes sense.
Because our brains are always so firing and we're so used to like different topic. So thinking about something else. So when they're trying to be elusive and they're throwing something, you're just trained to like be like, oh, that like you're not, you react. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Do you have any mental illnesses?
Do I?
Yep.
Mental illness?
Mental illness.
Is that not what it's called?
No, it is.
I guess.
Oh, I thought that was the card. Oh, you're talking about my ADHD.
Yes.
Oh.
Do you?
Not fully. I have slight depression, slight autism, ADHD, just a little bit. Not too crazy.
I have strong autism, right? Didn't we do a test?
You did a test. Yeah. You're like up there. Mine's like a little bit.
But
you
it's like high functionally.
Mm-hmm. Roy took a test, and then he was like, dang, I scored this on it, which wasn't bad, but it wasn't like, you don't have autism.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, and then I was like, oh, so then I did the test, and then I scored like, whoa. And then he was like, damn, I thought mine was like a high score. And then I realized why he sent that to me. I was like, oh, he did the test, and he's like, let me send it to my autistic friend.
I just wanted to see. I mean,
did you only send it to me?
I sent it to all my.
You sent it to specific people, and I was on top of the list.
Chat. This is kind of high. Let me send it to Alex. Who else?
But it's online. It's not like it's not. Oh, you have it. We have to go to a doctor.
Did you like
for
probably
that.
Have it?
But yeah, and you can tell because the people that are like a little bit probably more on the spectrum, like I am, I'm like, oh, and we got the same score, or they got a little bit higher or a little less. I'm like, oh, I can see that. So it's accurate, but not accurate.
A lot of people that are in the entertainment industry are high functionally.
Yeah.
Just because you just got to like think, like, oh, you got to
have a little madness in there.
Yeah, exactly. Creativity. Yeah. So you got to think differently.
Yeah, you're like, oh, okay, I don't know where to put my thoughts. Let's just put it in like this.
Yeah.
Let's add a little bit of death over here.
Okay, what do you think makes you unique?
For both of us or just one of us?
What makes me unique?
What makes you unique?
Oh, I think just my personality.
Be more specific.
I think just my big personality.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. That's definitely more specific. What makes me unique?
Yes.
I think...
there it goes.
I think my filter is shaped differently than other people's.
Okay.
Like, it's not bad. It's not like I say anything that comes to my mind.
You do.
But I think I still have a filter. Like, I don't say some things that come to my mind. There's some dark things.
Oh, no.
And I never say them.
That's good.
So I think my filter is just more... Shaped. It's like, imagine like a different base. You know, the thing that you pour soup into to get the water? What's it called?
The strainer.
The strainer, but my strainer has more gaps.
Yeah, bigger gaps.
Bigger gap strainer.
He's that person... that says things for no reason.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
I'm ready. You ready?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're doing
what
this.
What hobby have you been doing consistently for the longest time?
Longest time.
Breathing.
Longest time?
Yeah. I haven't done anything hobby. More than that.
Is this like a riddle or like a personal question?
No, a personal question. Like, what have you been doing consistently throughout your life more than anything else?
Probably making lists and calendars.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Me
change
too.
Yours. That's like...
Okay, I'll change mine. Probably Sudoku.
Oh.
I have phases of that, and I started when I was like 10, and like I have phases where I'll just play every night for like an hour.
Oh, wow. Did I know that?
Have you played this year? You played this year?
Yeah.
You should get a brand deal with Sudoku apps. That was pretty big.
That'd be cool. Everywhere. Sometimes I'll get on Sudoku, and I'll just like play for hours.
Wow.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Wow. Me? That's a good one. That's a good one.
Good question.
Good question. Like, is that something you've consistently...
Not recently. No. I say class or clans.
Well, Sudoku, I'll take, like, a few months off or weeks off. And
gaming.
Then
gaming is a good one.
Oh, gaming?
Gaming. Always gaming. There's never been a year where I don't game.
Really?
Yeah.
I just started last year.
Wait. There's years of your life where you didn't play a video game at all?
Yeah.
No.
Well, yeah.
Like any normal
Mario Kart.
Well, I guess like, okay, well, I mean
like solo
gaming?
Okay,
there hasn't been a year where I've played more than two games in a year until recently when I started streaming at twitch.tv/alexsabi. Because like I would play Mario Kart and I would just, ADHD, I just obsess over it, just like Sudoku, and I would just play just that. And then maybe another game, didn't like it, go back to Mario Kart.
Yep.
And then like other than that, I can't think of any other games I played.
Mm.
There's like Super Mario, but that was when I was a kid. Donkey Kong when I was a kid.
Epic Mickey.
Nope. Kingdom Hearts, though.
I love Kingdom Hearts.
That was fun.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. I saw this video on the internet.
What happened?
It was this guy just playing
like PS5, and then you hear like gunshots, like tuk, 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 tuk. Like obviously he's like playing like Call of Duty or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the text says POV playing with your friend from Iran. And then,
oh tuk, 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 no.
And then like, yo, how you doing, bro? Tuk, 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 tuk. And then cuts to what he's seeing, and they're playing Mario Kart. You saw that one? I was like, whoa.
I didn't see that one. I didn't see that one.
I was like, what the heck? That's crazy. Because, you know.
Yeah.
They play Mario Kart. But yeah, they're just doing voice chat, and all you hear in the headphones like, doo, 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 doo.
Is it real or is it like joke?
No, it was a joke. But I was like, whoa, my algorithm needs to change, bro.
Yeah.
Anyways, what was an irrational fear you had as a kid?
Rational.
Irrational.
My dad would say it's bad for the computer to turn it off and on too many times.
He did
but
say
he
that.
He was lying. He just didn't want us to get on the computer. True? No! Yeah. You can turn the PC. I turn my PC on and off probably 2 or 3 times a day.
That's okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, you don't know any proof, though.
Is it bad?
I don't know. I don't,
yeah,
I don't turn mine off at all.
You just sleep it?
Yeah, it just goes to sleep.
Yeah, but dad would make us think, oh, you can't, because he didn't want us to get on it. And he's like, oh, you gotta let it rest. You gotta let it rest. I'm like, for what? There's the baby.
Oh,
yeah,
the baby. We're filming
it
right now.
Are you ready for your close-up?
It's a
Miss Baby.
And spit. She's spitting up.
She threw up. The baby's behind the camera. Being on camera, she threw up.
She said, I would do that just for you. You want to be in a podcast one day?
Oh, look at the bucket hat.
You know, I was at the mall yesterday.
Yeah.
With the baby.
Yeah.
I met some fans, but I had her in the carrier.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, crap. What am I going to do? So I kind of just hit her face.
Oh, whoa. You don't want them to see her either?
They can see it. And this is not a picture.
Oh, did they try to take a picture?
Yeah, I was like, oh, she with the baby too? I was like, no. Because you know, I'm not good at that.
Yeah.
You were going to like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyways.
What were we talking about?
Irrational fear.
You have
one?
My mom. Peter realized it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, my mom always said, do not sleep with a pillow on your face.
Yeah.
This is bad luck.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's because she didn't want us to do it.
But
she'd say anything
now,
that
me.
She didn't want us to do, it was bad luck.
Oh, wow.
Or like, yeah, I don't know why.
My grandpa used to tell me don't gamble.
Because it ruins your life?
Yeah.
And then?
I was like, okay.
And then you didn't?
And I did. Because he said not to.
And how's your life?
Great.
Pretty good.
So gamble.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm like, okay. Okay. Gamble one time.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. This is fun. But don't gamble. Gamble responsibly, though.
Yeah.
That's what Pokemon cards are for. Speaking of Pokemon cards, you like Pokemon cards?
Sure. Kind of. Yep. Why?
All right. Never mind.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Andrew.
If you had to hide a body, who in this room would you call to help you?
Oh, for sure.
Just out of us three?
Nope, the whole room.
Oh, him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would... I don't think I would call either of you. I think I would just have to hold it in my soul.
And what about Alexis?
Yeah, I would tell Alexis.
Yeah.
Tell
me
what? If I had the very body, who would I ask to help? And then I said I wouldn't tell either of them.
Yeah, you tell me though.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like neither of you would help. I feel like you'd both be like, should I call the cops?
No.
I don't know.
No.
So you wouldn't help me, but you wouldn't call the cops?
Yes.
Okay, cool, cool.
I'd be
cool,
like, what
cool.
are you doing, bro?
That's good. That's good.
I wouldn't help you hide. I wouldn't touch it, but I would help you
dig.
Leave the country.
Oh, help you film it, I guess.
Help me stream it.
You guys ever saw you've seen the video of on TikTok this girl who cleans graveyards or graves? Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, gravestones. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I just Tombstones. Saw like a thing yesterday. Like she went missing. Yeah, like the more I like looked into her, like her account, the more and more she filmed cleaning like graveyards and gravestones, the weirder and weirder like her persona and her aura was.
Did her
video.
Opacity go up?
Yes,
it did.
No, it went down.
Oh,
she's transparent now.
Oh, it's supposed to go down. Oh, yeah. That's right. Dang.
They say don't clean graveyards.
Dang.
Or they will just haunt you.
No, you can clean graveyards.
You should.
Like, because like the people that maintain it, like they mow and stuff, they don't get opacitied.
That's true.
So just don't clean the gravestones.
You know, we should do our 100th podcast in front of a gravestone.
How, what are we at? Who's?
96.
Oh, dang. Yeah. We out what here.
What,
oh, okay. Go ahead. What comforts you when you're sad?
Ooh. Crying.
Does it?
It does. The more I cry, the better I feel.
I definitely resist crying.
People say crying, there's no use to it.
Huh?
Isn't that a thing?
There's no use to crying?
I heard you feel better after you cry, but I'm just like, ugh, it's so tiring. I feel drained after I cry.
Yeah, for sure, you do.
And,
but...
like, I don't feel any better or happier.
You do, but at least you let it out.
Yeah, at least like I got past the crying part, and I don't cry about it anymore, usually. Like, when I wrote the song to ask Alexa's dad for her hand in marriage, I cried probably like the first like 30 times I listened to it.
Wow.
And now like I'm fine. Now every like one out of every 20 times I cry.
A nice nice sunset.
Ooh.
Does it?
Yeah.
You're a romantic.
Just or like a sunrise. Just,
true.
I have context in now, I can see those leaves over there, and that's crazy.
What's sadder? Sunset or sunrise?
What's sadder?
Yeah.
Saturday.
Well, sunrise, no, sunset.
Yep.
Because after it, it's just darkness.
And it's bye-bye, yeah. But then it's like, wow, it's daytime. Happy.
New beginnings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay. You ever get sad living by yourself?
Am I, what?
You ever get sad living by yourself?
All the time.
You enjoy it?
All the time.
What made you want to live by yourself, though?
What?
What made you want to, like, live by yourself?
I just had some bad roommates before in college. You know, my first roommates ever, they all said they always... ejaculated into my pillows.
That's a joke.
They said that?
Yep.
That was a joke. Was it crunchy?
What did I see?
What?
What was the white stuff I saw?
Why would they do that? That's bullying.
No, it's just bros being bro.
That's bullying.
It was three frat guys. Three frat guys.
You were roommates with three
Carson,
frat guys?
Carson. Carson was, I forgot the other
Daily?
Names. Dylan. Carson, Dylan, Wes.
Wait, this is in a dormitory?
Yeah, a dormitory.
They're just joking. There's no way. You probably had something on your pillow, and you're like, there's something weird on my pillow, and then they made the joke. And then you're like...
Nope, that wasn't what happened at all.
Was it real?
They said it out of nowhere.
But do you think it's real?
Yep.
That's bullying, bro.
Because sometimes I'd walk into my room sometimes, like freshman year, and they're just all on my bed. There's a second bed in there. Why are they
Did
on
you
my
like
bed?
Them?
No.
They were forced
were they
on
friends?
You, right? Because they were assigned.
Randomized.
Oh.
Did you not have a lock on your door?
There's two people in a room.
Yeah. Oh, so they can they leave it open if they're home.
Yeah.
Ah. Well.
But now I'm a junior. I'm about to finish my junior year, so it's all in the past now.
Yeah, yeah. They're probably doing nothing with their lives anyway, so just
Thank
let
you.
Them be.
They
bro.
Dropped out.
They did?
There you go.
There
Failures.
You go. I mean, if
but
that's...
living alone's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry that happened, brother.
What do you not like about it?
What I not like about it? I don't like the...
quiet.
Like time is... goes by faster when nothing's happening, and nothing's happening usually.
I never lived alone by choice. I would just be so bored. Like I crave interaction. And like doesn't even have to be anything crazy. I just like,
yeah, but the grass is always greener.
Yeah,
when I go back to living with people because it's too expensive rent, I'm gonna just want to go back to being alone again.
I think when
yeah,
you
that's true.
Have you ever had just one roommate?
Nope.
There you go. I think you'll like that best. It's a middle ground.
No, I feel like that's too intimate.
Mm-hmm. You're a solitude guy.
What
huh?
if it was like me? I mean, I'm too old now. But if I was your age and it was just you and me,
but you're my brother.
Or you and what was
if
Lucas.
He was
Lucas?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Mm. Yeah. Have you lived alone?
All the time.
What?
Mm.
When? What times of your life did you live alone?
2016. 2017,
but
2018,
not until you were,
2019.
In your
2016,
late 20s, right?
Not until like I was like 26.
Yeah.
How was it? Best part or worst part?
Best part, I have my own space. I could do whatever I want. I have to, you know, dishes are not washed because of me.
That's
I don't
okay.
have to be, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're
mm-hmm.
kind of responsible for everything. Mm-hmm. Worst part, nothing.
What? Freaking
what?
I feel
it,
like
man.
I'm going crazy. Am I living alone? I feel like I'm losing my mind. It's like an echo
what?
Chamber of just my own thoughts.
Do you have a neighbor that you're cool with? That helps.
No. I see him sometimes.
Ever since I remember, I
always had people at the house. Even if they didn't live with me, I always had people hanging out. Or I always, that day, I had plans of people coming over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
It's trippy. The trippiest thing about living alone is that when I come back, nothing's moved. I'm used to everything being moved when I come back. Everything's the same. It's like, I don't even know. Time stops.
That cup, that piece of trash, that pizza box, that the remote is exactly where you left it.
It's not clean when I come back.
That's all your responsibility.
Do you think when you leave sometimes it's going to be clean when you get back? You're like, Mom. You call Mom. What are you doing? What are you even doing?
I don't know how it happened. I don't know. Oh. It's just nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Andrew, for coming on the pod.
I think Mom knew no time.
it's always a treat.
Thank you, Andrew, for coming to today's podcast.
Yeah.
Thank
you. We'll probably see you again over the summer.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Wait, how far is that? Is it like 3 months? 2 months?
Oh, daylight savings like is this Sunday, which is great.
Oh, so what's that mean? We get longer days?
Longer days, baby.
Oh.
Until October. Days. Yes. Until October.
There that's a long one, yeah. That's a long time. This is a good
Dang,
one.
Well, that's awesome.
I love it, Dad.
Nice. Me too. Favorite I hate thing. Waking up with brightness. I want to wake up. I want the sun to like get bright when I'm ready to go outside.
So and like 9.
Yeah. Like I want to have to turn on the lights in the morning. I don't want to be like, it's so freaking bright.
Agriculture, whatever reason why we have that.
It's not real.
Abolish it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dumb. Because when I abolish it, okay. I think that when I wake up, because we have to like, we put like, you know, the blackout shades. So we use the blackout shades only during this time.
That's not good for you.
When it's like, because we don't want to wake up in brightness. Like,
yeah, of course.
So, and then now we can turn it off and just wake up normally.
Alex,
yes.
The psychology is not good for you to have blackout shades. You got your body's.
Blackout shades are great.
You
got
to react to the nature.
Yeah,
you're
but.
You're stopping nature.
You're supposed to sleep in complete, total blackness.
You're supposed to let the sun wake you up.
Yeah, but nah.
You're supposed to get the sun till you wake up.
No, I prefer to wake up to. I like it.
Well, okay. Thanks, guys. All right. I got to go back to North Carolina.
All right.
Oh, this today.
Yep.
All right.
Oh.
Bye. All right.
Toodaloo, kangaroo.
You want to do one more podcast?
Sure.
All right, cool.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.